DJW Mobile. DJW4, DJW Mobile. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm just out running my errands this morning. How about you?
I would say I'm at about 75 to 80%. A whole lot better getting back out. I had the past 2 days, I haven't done anything except for lay in the bed and try to sweat this out. I hope so. I'm a whole lot better than what I was, for sure. But, yeah, getting better anyway.
Hey, what's your plans for today?
Way down to downtown Greenville, I've got some trim to tear out and get ready to put new trim all the way back through a house. So there's nobody there. It's an empty house. So I'll be all right without worrying about getting anybody else sick or anything.
And take your time, too. Go at your own pace. Well, I am at Staples. I got to unload some packages here, and I'm going to go next door to Harbor Freight and look at their 3-ton jacks. They said the low profile, high lift, long reach. They said they missed me. They sent me a 25% discount. So I figure that'd be a good thing to spend it on.
True or not, but I mean, I've looked at those jacks. I'm actually going to have to get one. Mine's ancient and it finally died. The square shank in the handle and on the gear cog that locks it or unlocks it has now became round, so I'm going to have to get another one anyway. But I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw a little snippet that said that those jacks are made in the same factory as a Snap-on jack.
Well, I watched some reviews on it because they sent me that, and I thought, you know, I've been looking at them anyway because my old jack is like 40 years old and it's leaking, and I don't want to fix it. So that came up in there. They said, if you come back to our store, we'll give you a 25% discount just because you've been away so long. And right below it, they had that jack. So that was good. That was good processing on their part. But, yeah, it's got dual pumps. It's got two pumps and two dual pistons. And it is the only downside that everybody agreed to is that it's really heavy. Other than, and if, so if you're not carrying it around anywhere, then it'd be fine. Just get it home one time and then rolling it around on the floor won't be so bad.
So like I said, I've got a couple friends that have them, and none of them have had any trouble out of them, but I haven't tried picking one up, so I don't know about how heavy they are. But for me, I've been thinking about, they've got one up there that I think they call it like the Badland jack or something like that, but it's like a four-wheel drive jack, which for me would be amazing for tractors and all that kind of stuff.
About that one, I didn't see it, but I did see the this one. It's called a Daytona, and it's got a foot pump. And when you press the foot pump, it's like to get the arm up to the bottom of the car. So they were showing that it's really good for four-wheel drives because you got to do a lot of pumping to get it up. If it doesn't have that foot pump, just raises it from all the way down to all the way up in 3.5 pumps.
I phrase the way I put that. This jack, the one I'm talking about, is like made to roll around on the dirt instead of concrete. It's like a jack with big wheels on it.
Especially if you were out and you had an issue. I remember one time I was coming home from Charlotte, and the woman in front of me, her tire blew out. And I was thinking, oh, no, this is going to be bad, because we were both in the passing lane, and we weren't going slow. And she got it under control, and she got over and got off the side of the road, and I felt sorry for her, so I stopped in front of her and back up to her and changed her tire for her. And it was only the arm is on the front, one of the front tires, and the arm was only like 3 inches off the ground. And I had a time. I had to get my jack and put it under, jack it up to get it high enough to get her jack to jack it up the rest of the way to change the tire.
That's the case with a lot of new cars. I know, I mean, I've got one of just the old school 3-ton jacks, floor jacks, and I've had a hard time getting mine under some cars. That's for sure. The new ones are low.
This one, because Amy's car and my car both are sit pretty close to the ground, and I had to do several, jack it up this much here, and then put a, I didn't have any jack stands, I got some now, but put some 2x4s under it, and move the jacks around to, reach further. That's just a pain. It's so nice to be able just to roll a roll around one under there and jack it up and put your jack stands in it and let it down. Anyway, I'm in Staples. I got to drop this stuff off, and then I'm going to Harbor Freight, and then I've got to go to the pharmacy. So if you're still out traveling around, I'll catch you in a few minutes. CAB4THB, W4DJW.
Coming up State Park Road, I haven't gotten into downtown or anything yet, so give me a shout-out. I may still be around. Did I hear you say something about air conditioning earlier? If I did, and if you're working on the air conditioning on your truck, too, I've got a vacuum pump if you need it. KL4THV.
No, air conditioners in general, because Dave, the guy I was talking to, does HVAC work for a living, so we just talk about that when he's on. But knock on wood, so far mine's doing good. It's been working since I got the truck in 95 and hasn't needed anything. And they added it. It wasn't on the truck when I bought it. They said, we'll add it. And I said, yeah, add it. And they added it, and then I drove the truck home that same night. And that was pretty quick. Anyway, knock on wood, it's still working. But I'll keep that in mind if it ever goes out. KI4THB, W4DJW.
Be safe traveling. W4DJW, KF4THV.